Hey friends, thanks for listening to Camp Kaiju Monster Movie Reviews. Vincent here. I just wanted to let you know that this week's bonus episode is about Evil Dead Rise. So a little different from our usual Patreon bonuses, but if you want to catch the full episode, do check out and subscribe to patreon.com/campkaiju for this and more monster movie content. You can, of course, visit campkaijumoviereviews.com for links to that Patreon and past episodes of the podcast. We can't thank you enough. Thank you to everyone for listening, and thank you to all of our patrons out there. Truly can't do this without you. We're looking forward to the summer and hope you are too.
I think this movie gets better as it goes on. For a long time, it's kind of exactly what you expect it to be. Even like the character backstories are kind of presented so well. I'm getting to the bad first, I guess, but I'll just say that at a certain point, like, the creature effects get really unexpected. There are some legitimately scary aspects towards the end. There's like a weird sort of hybrid monster that I did not expect. That's maybe like the scariest part of this movie. And yeah, there's like a showdown in the parking garage towards the end that's just like drenched in fake blood. That's pretty entertaining, pretty exciting. So yeah, I think eventually, like, the gore effects and the scares in this movie are pretty effective.
I agree. I think, again, I love the spirit of the franchise that it gets to by the third act. I'm like, oh, now I feel like I'm watching a classic Evil Dead movie. You have a chainsaw. The hero is saying one-liners like, come get me. There's an eyeball effect early in the film, which is another homage to, a wink, if you will, to the franchise. It's like, those are the hallmarks you want to see. While the rest of the film does kind of feel by the numbers, it does take off by the end.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I guess also the last thing I would add for the good category for me is that the main storyline does connect with that kind of frame storyline that we see at the beginning in a pretty cool and pretty logical way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a hell of a beginning. I think I do think it, like, really grabs you by the throat, especially when at the end of the prologue, when the girl rises from the water and you see behind her in the sky, blood red, epically bold, the title, Evil Dead Rise. And I loved it. I was like, this is as over the top as you want it to be.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That title appear is great. One of the best parts of the movie, for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty good. What didn't we like about the movie?
Well, you know, you kind of mentioned, you know, referencing lines from the original trilogy, like, come get me, Dead by Dawn. You know, there's like a scene where a demon bites out somebody's eyeball and then spits it into another character's mouth, which is like repeated from Evil Dead 1 or 2. I can't remember, but one of those two. So yeah, like, as a fan of the original trilogy, I do like those nods. But at the same time, it's like, is nostalgia all you have to offer us? Because I think that the best parts of this movie are throwbacks to the originals a little bit, except for that monster that I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of on a similar note, I think, like, you know, the gore effects, the kind of crazy camera work in the original movies where the camera's just, like, speeding through the woods and, like, you know, crazy tracking shots where it's, like, following that eyeball as it flies through the air. Like, that was amazingly impressive back in the 1980s when Sam Raimi was working with very limited budgets, and it was just, like, wild imagination that was making all this stuff happen, you know? Nice.
Sorry, I had a message from our friend Adri, who says, has Camp Kaiju reviewed Rubber yet? I think it qualifies as a monster movie, if not a kaiju movie, but I'll leave it up to the experts to decide.
We have. Adri has good taste.
Yeah, Adri, check it out. And everyone else, that was last summer. We did a whole road trip themed series of monster movies.
Yeah, but you hope maybe there will be more. I mean, Maximum Overdrive is a movie that we could review. Christine is another one.
There are a surprisingly large amount of killer car or vehicle movies.
Maybe we'll do another road trip sometime soon. Who knows?
All right. Thanks again, everybody. Let us know what we should do, what direction we should take. And until next time, stay campy.